In just a moment, recollections at 30, but first, the President of the United States, a famous baseball player, a 96-year-old beauty queen, plus a host of Hollywood personalities are some of the people in the Monitor spotlight this weekend. Won't you come along and meet them? Yes, the world's most exciting personalities and exotic places are no farther away than your radio when you tune to NBC and Monitor. And here's a reminder that this weekend, noted commentator Bob Considine joins the NBC network. It's On the Line with Bob Considine, bringing you the important stories behind the headlines. Now stay tuned for Recollections at 30 on NBC.
Recollections at 30. NBC, celebrating its 30th year of broadcasting, invites you to memorable moments of radio's earlier days. In this special series of broadcasts, you'll reminisce among NBC's vast and historic library of sound. You'll hear the stars, the songs, the great moments in sports and special events that have highlighted these 30 years of NBC network broadcasting. And here, guiding our recollections at 30, is Ed Herlihy.
Incidentally, maybe you haven't learned how to spell my name. Well, that's what I was saying at the close of last week's program. And for those of you who weren't listening last week, what I'm talking about is the fact that we ran overtime and were cut off the air just as I was about to spell Herlihy for those who are planning to write to us. So, here goes again. I'll do it at the beginning, so I'll have plenty of time because it's a long name. Herlihy, Ed Herlihy, H-E-R-L-I-H-Y. And the address I'll give you later. But now let's look over some of our fond memories of some of NBC's 30 years of broadcasting. I'm sure anyone who was more than 6 years old in 1937 remembers the Chase and Sanborn Hour with Don Ameche, Charlie McCarthy, and the late and great W.C. Fields. Here's an excerpt from that wonderful show when Mary Boland appeared as a guest.
Well, I'm so glad we're all here together, so I can say this to all of us. For after all, I always say that we must all hang together.
Let me out of this.
Yeah. Now, you know, but if we don't fail, we might none of us hang at all. Don't think so?
Well, yes, of course, Miss Boland. Bill, you know Mary, don't you?
Oh, yes, I know Mary. Hi, Mary, hi.
Oh, I'm just wonderful, Willie, just wonderful. And now I wanted to tell you for a little surprise, a simply scrumptious surprise.
Nothing surprises me. Go ahead.
I found you a new companion. He's so anxious to meet you and shake you by the nose.
Here it comes.
Hello, Mr. Fields.
Hello, piece of grade B lumber.
Funniest things. He's so distinguished. He has the most distinguished nose I ever saw.
Boy, she's asking for it.
Better keep his nose out of this, Miss Boland.
Yeah, keep my nose out of it and yours, too.
I think friendship is such a wonderful thing. It makes people so friendly. Don't you think so, Willie?
Who cares?
Now, really. Really, Willie, really, you are not yourself tonight. I don't know who you are, but you're not yourself. Do you feel well? Charlie, ask Willie how he feels.
I should know better, but here it goes. How do you feel, Mr. Fields?
I feel all right. You want to make anything out of it? You ever see a kid like that? He always wants to pick a fight. I'll saw his arm off.
Now, don't you worry, Charlie. I'll straighten this thing out. Willie, I know in my heart of hearts that Charlie really and truly loves you.
Now, wait a minute. This has gone far enough. You're not going to start that again.
Now, Willie, that's really being very rude. I've tried to be the little spider that weaves the web of friendship. But no matter how nicely you insult people, they don't seem to understand it.
No.
I'm leaving. Come with me, Charlie. Come.
That makes it perfect. I'm glad to get rid of that kettle of fish.
Oh, now look, calm down, Bill. Why don't you just forget all about Charlie?
I can't. There's a lot of elephant in me.
Oh, Bill. Look, haven't you found that story about an elephant never forgets to be a complete fallacy?
1,001 no's. On the contrary, now down at Paramount, we're shooting a circus scene in the picture. We had a whole herd of elephants. I came upon one monstrous beast, wreathing in pain and trumpeting.
Bill.
Was I off key?
Yeah, slightly, but go on.
I perceived the great mammoth had run a carpet attack into a ponderous paw.
You mean foot.
I often wondered what they call it. And being an ardent lover of animals, I extricated the tack from Mousie's paw. That was her name, Mousie.
Oh, well, say, that was kind of you.
Yeah, well, 20 years later, we were still making retakes for the same picture.
What did the elephant do?
That's right, yes. We were in a circus. The elephant lifted me out of what she thought was the 10-cent seats and deposited me in what she believed to be the dollar seat.
Well, that's an excellent way of repaying her debt of gratitude.
Oh, yes. I have dedicated the following verse to the elephant. Pachyderm, pachyderm, blow thy trumpet. Drink this bucket of tea and crumpet.
Say, you know, Bill, I'm surprised that you don't make a life work out of this beautiful poetry you write.
Yes, read my book.
Your book?
Yes, a cherry little volume entitled Epitaphs on Tombstones or Fun in the Cemetery. Don't miss it if you can. May I give you a few samples?
No, don't bother, Bill.
Here is epitaph page 197.
Bill.
I loved my mother. I hated to leave her.
Bill.
But what could you do with scarlet fever?
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Thank you.
Back to page 4.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye, Bill. Goodbye.
Their eyes remain tomorrow.
Goodbye. Thank you. Thank you very much, W.C.
Fields. W.C. Fields. So many of you wanted to hear him again. Hope you enjoyed it. And now let's reminisce musically. I'm sure you'll remember this once well-known signature.
Yours very truly, Little Jack Little. Ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while, a truly great song is written. And we consider the next title one of the greatest. Your song, What's New? Here it is. A bit lovely as ever, I must admit. What's new? Say, how did that romance come through? We haven't met since then. Gee, but it's good to see you again. What's new? Now, probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand. and you were swell to offer your hand. I understand. Adieu. Pardon my asking what's new. Of course you couldn't know. I haven't changed. I still love you so.
Jack Little, from a broadcast he did on NBC in 1936. Back around the same time, there was a team of enterprising young men, Jerry Belcher and Parks Johnson, who devised a show called Vox Pop. Remember? That was the show which depended for its appeal on the simple fact that the two masters of ceremonies took traveling microphones with them into crowded places and interviewed people, just plain people, there. Well, here's what went on in the lobby of the old Pennsylvania Hotel in January 1936.
Uh-oh. What's your name, please?
William Hines.
William Hines. Where's your home, please?
Flushing, New York.
Flushing, New York.
Right.
Could you tell me, please, sir, this is nothing personal about it, of course, the difference between lingering and loitering?
Lingering is sort of hanging around on the corner, and loitering is lagging behind people.
All right. Suppose you were to go to see your girl and take her to a show and take her to her front door, and then you stayed around a little while on the front porch. Now, would you consider that lingering or loitering?
I think I'd call that dallying.
Dallying. All right. That's fair enough. Tell me, please, you've handled a number of half dollars in your life, I'm sure.
Yes.
Could you tell me how wide one is? What would be your guess?
I'd say about an inch and a quarter.
An inch and a quarter.
Inch and an eighth to an inch and a quarter.
Inch and an eighth to an inch and a quarter. You'll measure it later, perhaps. I see somebody behind you getting one out of his pocket. Would you feel better if you thought no one was listening to you at this moment?
Much better.
All right. I just want to be sure about that, too. Tell me this, please. How many pints are there in a gallon?
2 pints.
All right. I'd hate to have to buy things from you with the gallop, but that's all right.
Sorry.
Thank you very much for your interview. Parks, you ready?
Yes, sir. Right. And I'm lucky right now. I've got a lady coming up here. Tell me your name, please. A little closer.
Mrs. Truex.
Mrs. Truex. Where from is Truex?
Syracuse, New York.
We've often heard that women enjoy a good cry. That's a familiar statement. Women enjoy a good cry. You think that's wrong?
Yes, because I think it all depends on their audience.
An audience for crying?
Well, certainly it's what you get out of it.
You mean... Now, we men who may be listening have the lowdown on the why of women's crying. It's something that they want. What's usually the topic of conversation in a group of women? A group where you are, of course, because you wouldn't know unless you were there.
Well, I think political questions right now are the most important.
Women are talking politics.
Certainly.
Well, that's a very encouraging thing. And that leads to this. Do you think that women were granted suffrage or that the men withheld it from them a long, long time?
I think the men withheld it.
You think they were entitled to it all the time, do you?
Well, I don't doubt that in that lady's circle, politics was the most popular topic of conversation because it was an election year, you know, the year that Landon ran against Roosevelt. But not every woman was most concerned with politics. For example, there was one gal who cared only about recipes. You remember her? Her name was Tizzy Lish.
Hello, folks, eh? And listeners, yes, this is your accent on youth, all righty. And if I don't appear to press this some more today. I'd like to say that your cooking and health expert is not all she should be, as I had a very terrifying experience last evening with kidnappers. Well, I was as happy and carefree, and I went downstairs to put out my milk bottle, as I usually do before retiring, and I opened the big mahogany door of my apartment. Well, I didn't exactly open it. It was broken, so I put my hand through. And as I did, out of the darkness came a hand, and it grasped my wrist like a vulture in the night. So I peeked out, and I saw it was a man. So I opened the door, and as soon as he saw my face, he pulled a bag from his pocket and pulled it over my head. I guess it's because he couldn't withstand the temptation to kiss me, don't you think? Anyway, he said, are you the lady that gives cooking lessons? So I said, why, yes, I am. And then came oblivion. And when I came to, I was on a divan in a beautiful room, and I could smell incense burning, and I thought, where am I? Where am I? And I tried to raise myself, but my strength was slowly ebbing. So I cried, I must get back to my people. What will they do without my recipe? So I crawled to the door, and my heart was beating like the wings of a raven. In fact, I think I was Raven. And I tried them out of the door. It was open. I was free. And I crawled back to the divan and slept. So, Lynn, you know what I've gone through to be with you today. But as I say, everyone who is doing a great work like mine always has some compensation. Now, folks, as usual, there's a case on Tuesdays. We're going to have our regular Friday cooking lesson instead of next month. And we have a real surprise, something that will cause an upset in the cooking realm. And that is upside down cake. I'll give you something to turn over in your mind for a long time. Everybody ready? All righty. First, get a pan, and then climb up on the kitchen table. I'll wait for you. Swing in.
Da di da di da da.
Did you swing it? Everybody on table? That's goody. Now, holding the pan upside down with your feet, take an egg and break it in your pan. Everybody got egg in pan? Sticky, isn't it? Now pour 1 quart of molasses in your pan, then add 1 quart of boiling milk. I guess I don't have to tell you to keep stirring. Now stand by the stove until it forms a hard mess. When guests arrive, hang a broom in the dining room door, and hanging by your toes, swing into the room and drop little pieces on your guest's plate. When they look at you, just say, upside down cake, like that.
Ah, the good old days of simple comedy, Al Pierce and his gang. It's been more fun than you can imagine for me to play once again the old voices and the ancient routines preserved in our library of sound. And sometimes there's something that brings a tear to my eye, too. I don't say that the following did, but don't ever think I wasn't wondering where the years went when I heard Bobby Breen at the age of 8, and particularly since he was interviewed by that old maestro, Ben Burney.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a little surprise for you. I'm going to introduce to you a little shaver, a little chap who, in my humble estimation, is going to be one of America's big stars in the next few years. He's a male Shirley Temple. He's only 8 years of age. One of the cutest little chaps I ever saw in my life, so help me. His name is Bobby Breen. Come on over here, Bobby. Climb up on that here box and say hello to the folks.
Hello, folks. And thanks, Mr. Burney.
Say, Bobby, what's this I hear about you and Shirley Temple?
Oh, you know how those rumors are.
Well, what are you going to sing, Bobby?
Don't let it bother you.
Yowza.
Now frown is a smile upside down. Turn that frown
In the same week that Bobby Breen was singing, just as we heard him now, the radio variety hour called Shell Chateau went on as usual. And, as usual, there were a great many guests. Among these were some we can never hear again, except through NBC's priceless library of sound. A vivacious star who retired to become the mother of a famous family of four sons, Dixie Lee Crosby.
Never say never again, again, 'cause here I am, love again, head over heels in love again with you. Never say never kiss you again, 'cause here I'm kissing you again. That's the thing I said I'd never do. I turned my back, said goodbye. I was hasty, wasn't I? Missed you so, I thought I'd die. It's all over now, throw my hat in the sky. I'll never say never again, again, 'cause here I am in love again. Head over heels in love again with the same sweet you. Why did we ever quarrel? Say goodbye too long. Must have been insane. What was I thinking of? Here we are back together, happier than before. All I can do is promise forevermore. I'll never say never again, again, 'cause I'm in love again, head over heels in love again with you. Never say never kiss you again, 'cause I'm kissing you again. That's the thing I said I'd never do. I turned my back, said goodbye, but I was hasty, wasn't I? Missed you so, I thought I'd die. It's all over now, throw my hat in the sky. I'll never say never again, again, 'cause I'm in love again, head over heels in love again with the same sweet you. Head over heels in love again with you.
Dixie Lee Crosby, date 1936. And there you are, the voices, songs, and just plain fun from out of the past. 30 years of NBC's broadcasting. And if you're enjoying these recollections at 30, won't you please let me know? Looking back over the past 30 years of NBC's broadcasts, what stars and what programs, what personalities would you like to hear again? Well, then write to me, Ed Herlihy, care of NBC, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York City. Next week, we'll hear from Kate Smith, Jack Benny, and Ben Burney again. Meanwhile, I'll be hunting down recordings of other great shows and performers of the past, and you'll be hearing what I find on Recollections at 30 next Wednesday night. Good night.
Ed Herlihy has been your host on Recollections at 30. Next week at this time, there'll be another in this special series commemorating NBC's 30th year of broadcasting. This is Fred Collins, hoping you'll be able to join us then for more of the great stars and great moments of the past. Recollections at 30 is directed by Bob Mauer.
Heard on tonight's Recollections of 30 were W.C. Fields, Charlie McCarthy, Don Ameche, Ben Burney, Bobby Breen, and Dixie Lee Crosby. Groucho Marx brings you the best of Groucho tonight on NBC Radio.
This is Kenneth Banghart reporting from New York and suggesting you switch from hot to cool cigarettes for a fresh new experience in smoking enjoyment. Because cools give you a clean, cool taste in your mouth, make your throat feel smooth, refreshed all day long. Coming up, suicide attempt wrecks 3 homes, injures 5. 4 go AWOL, a sight in Moscow, a busy mother, the story of some misplaced creatures.
And here's a story about a promise.
A promise that I can safely make to all you cigarette smokers who would like to trade that smoked-out feeling for a clean, cool taste in your mouth all day long. And the promise is this. Switch from hot cigarettes to cools, and you'll discover a whole new world of smoking pleasure. Why? Because cools leave your throat feeling smooth and refreshed hour after hour. And cools leave your mouth feeling clean and cool the way no other cigarette on earth can do. So if your throat feels raspy, if your regular cigarette leaves your mouth with a dry, fuzzy taste, and your throat feeling raspy and rough, join the millions of smokers who have switched from hots to cools. Get cools tomorrow.
Raspy throat can spoil your fun. Here's advice if you have one. Switch from hots to
cools. As Willy the Penguin says, smoke
cools.
Smoke
cools.
King size or regular.
And now the news. A tremendous explosion of illuminating gas late in the day wrecked three homes in the New York suburb of Long Island City, injuring five persons, including a five-week-old baby. Investigators say an attempt by a resident of one of the buildings to commit suicide by gas was responsible for the blast. He's among the injured. Three persons, believed possibly trapped in the rubble, now have been found to have been away from home at the time. Pittsburgh. Union and industry negotiators held a meeting of almost 2 hours today, one of the longest since the steel strike began 18 days ago, after concern was expressed by President Eisenhower over its effects on the economy. Neither side would comment when the session ended in early evening, except to say they'll meet again tomorrow. Parris Island, South Carolina. In the court-martial of Marine Drill Sergeant Matthew McCune, who led a platoon of recruits on a night swamp march in which six drowned, the defense today contended the sergeant was trying to get a laggard group into shape. Tonight, it's revealed that four members of that platoon are AWOL, one since early June. Moscow, to be seen there today in a crimson and gold cape, Britain's Archbishop of York and seven others of a visiting British church delegation. Some Russians telling the Archbishop, "We knew you were here. We heard it on the British radio." Capitol Hill, the House Agriculture Committee has approved the idea of holding an American fair in Moscow next summer, a combined agricultural, industrial, and fashion show. Some of the congressmen go to Moscow soon to discuss arrangements. Hammond, Indiana, strike there against a heating contractor who says the union gave his employees no say-so in the strike call. He's hired a woman to picket the pickets, carrying a placard reading, "This is the way it's done in Russia." Meeting in Independence, Missouri, day after tomorrow, Harry Truman, New York Governor Harriman, and Frank McKinney, Democratic National Chairman under the Truman administration. McKinney says he will ask Mr. Truman to actively support Harriman for the presidential nomination. In Elkhart, Indiana, 12-year-old Danny Thompson's mother is busy getting the house ready and baking pies. Danny takes part Saturday in a soapbox derby. He wrote his brother, a U.S. Navy musician. He wished he'd be there to cheer him on. Result, the brother is coming from Washington with 35 other Navy musicians and their instruments. Government report, American cities at which over a million airline passengers a year board planes have increased to 8. And these last lines. Near Troy, New York today, farmers told of a strange sight. You need not believe it, if you choose, but they insist they weren't drinking booze. Giving them fits and starts, creatures odd in those parts, they report at least three roving kangaroos. This is Kenneth Banghart suggesting you switch from hots to cools for that smooth, refreshed feeling in your throat, that clean, cool taste in your mouth. Buy cools, king size or regular. Goodbye, everyone.
Is America vulnerable to Soviet domination? Here can freedom win tomorrow night on NBC Radio.